It's our continuing coverage of Pella High basketball here on KRLS. This interview is powered by Hy-Vee with Derek Schulte, head coach of the Pella High boys, 63-55 victors over Pella Christian. Coach, thanks for coming up and chatting. Congratulations on the win in, you know, maybe the best environment all year long. What'd you think of your team's performance and the way things went down tonight?
We got off to a great start, and exactly like we wanted to do. We were aggressive defensively, strung together stops, and moved it and got it going a little bit from the three-point line. But tonight was really about finishing in the paint, getting to the free throw line. Our start was exactly what we wanted. Obviously, that second quarter, give PC credit. We got out of rhythm. We got in foul trouble. They clawed back into it, and you just knew what it was going to be for this entire second half when you're in a rivalry game on the road. You know, it wasn't the prettiest game, but we came in here with a mission to get the job done. And that's what we talked about, one mission. Throw out the piece of where your game's at, throw out the last play. The one mission was to find a way to get a win here on the road and keep responding and moving forward from where we were at a week ago.
You fell behind 5-0 and then outscored Pella Christian 21-4 the remainder of the first half. I haven't seen all of your games, but I've seen most of them. That 4 or 5 minute stretch from like the 6-minute mark to the 1-minute mark of the first quarter was as good as I've seen your team play this year. What is going so well when you're clicking like that?
Well, it really does start on that defensive end, and we've got to continue to get that cleaned up, and our guys are working hard, and you can see some improvement taking place. But our ability to stop the ball, to really try to keep the basketball out of the paint dictates that. We were able to force some turnovers in that first half, and then we start playing at our pace. For most of the game after that run, I think we probably played at PC's pace, where they controlled that, and they were able to take advantage of their size inside and take advantage of some high-low pieces, and there was a number of fouls that slowed that game down. And so that's what we've got to learn from. How can we keep extending these stretches of good basketball to be longer? It's never going to be a perfect 32. Right. You watch any college game, high school game, it's never that way. But we can't just have one really good run. If we want to, where's the next one, right? How can we respond to get to that next one?
And not that you haven't had moments like that this season, but I'm sure from your perspective, it's kind of nice to see what it looks like when you're kind of humming at your best.
Exactly, and on the road in a tough environment. I think, you know, while we've got a number of guys back from last year, it's a number of guys in new roles and new situations. And so to take all these on is really big for us early in the year. And what I told our guys is a week ago, we were a little shaky. And what we learned about our team this week is, hey, step one, we responded the right way to adversity. Came into practice, ready to work. Tuesday, go out and play an excellent game, 4 quarters against Oski. And tonight was one where in the game we had to figure out adversity. How do we stand up to their run and respond and make sure we get out of here with a W? And we did that.
We're talking with Derek Schulte of the Pella High boys basketball team. Dutch beat PC 63-55 on Friday night. And then, as you mentioned, you know, PC kind of got back into it, and it stayed in that single digit, like 6-10-ish most of the rest of the ball game. But they made a push at you late, and I thought you guys responded and closed this game well, especially from the free throw line. 14 of 18 in the fourth quarter from the free throw line. It's going to be tough to beat a team when they're just getting that many free points, and you guys converted tonight.
We've been shooting the free throws well all season long. Our percentage shows that, and I think sometimes that can look a little different when it gets to clutch time, right? And it was great to see multiple guys step up there, make key ones. And I thought, you know, give Braden credit. Braden was in foul trouble. I don't think he had any points in the first half. Ends up in 9-for-10 from the free throw line. So once again, as a point guard, helping be a closer in a close game is so critical. Thought Colin got off to a great start, and then we just had balance again. I think maybe 4 guys, 9 or above. And so that is our style, where we're hoping to get 3-4 guys in double figures. And so we're starting to see glimpses. You can see we're still a work in progress. We're not there yet, but we made gains this week.
Is there anything that you didn't like tonight?
Well, you know, I think it's a battle against a team like this in the paint. We gave up a number of shots right at the rim. we fouled too much defensively. We want to be physical without fouling. And then the last piece was is we did a pretty good job, but just a few too many second chance points on the glass for them. And so mostly on that defensive end there, and then we know we got to continue to value the basketball better. The turnover numbers are too high. That's something we're just preaching each week.
All right, heading into more Little Hawkeye Conference action with a very difficult week next week. Indianola, DCG, one game at a time. Tuesday night at Indianola, a young club that, you know, is learning. A lot of freshmen last year that are sophomores this year. So a young, talented team in Indianola. You know, what do you think about that ball game coming up and a chance to keep a winning streak going?
Another opportunity on the road, and you said it, they're talented. They are younger, but they are talented, and they're dangerous in that way. And I think every night you see just a little bit different with them, but they've got guards that can play. They got some length. It'll be a great basketball game on Tuesday, as is every game in the Little Hawkeye Conference. And so as we get into this January and early February grind of almost every Tuesday, Friday conference action, these are the types of wins we need to find.
And then lastly for you, Coach, I think this is your 12th or 13th or whatever of these games for a lot of these kids. Some of them, it's the first experience. What does a night mean like this to your program, and do you think to the community, to put, you know, so many talented basketball players on display?
Well, we talk about it all the time that we're fortunate to be in a community that loves activities and loves basketball, and to play in a packed house with two good programs on a Friday night, it doesn't get much better than that. And there's not many places around the state that get to experience this type of atmosphere, and it's even sweeter when you can obviously find a way to get a road W. So that's a good basketball team. That's a team that continues to improve. They're well coached. We know the battle that it'll be next time we see them.
All right, hey, congratulations. Enjoy this victory, and we'll see you Tuesday in Indianola. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
That's Derek Schulte, head coach of the Pella High boys basketball team. Final score on Friday night on Eagle Lane, the Pella boys 63, Pella Christian 55.